Tune in to Refresh Radio with Regina Johnson.
Who is Regina Johnson? Regina Johnson.
Author, pastor, motivational speaker, and life coach.
Regina is inspirational,
motivating others to live out their purpose.
Regina is
passionate, tenacious, and relentless about helping others fulfill their destiny. Her goal is to bring a refreshing to someone's life. Join us every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, right here on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Dial in to share your heart with Regina at 657-383-0309. That's 657-383-0309. And remember that Regina says,
we all know you really haven't failed until you stop trying. I want to be to people what others have been to me. And so that's really the purpose of Refresh. The end of the day, for people to feel refreshed.
So call in at 657-383-0309. That's 657-383-0309. You'll be blessed by her wisdom, strategies, and encouragement. That's Refresh Radio with Regina Johnson, a Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
Supporting me on radio as well as our town outside of Houston, Texas, a place called Conroe, Texas. If you've not heard of us, you'll be hearing of us soon. One of the fastest growing areas, counties, exactly, in the United States. Also, get ready for a new release again on Unstoppable. We're getting ready to redo it again. Had some requests and realized that we had not given it the proper push that we should, because it is an absolutely excellent book that was written by yours truly. I believe that this upcoming year in 2018 will be our unstoppable year. So if you're not plugged in and you don't know how to get the book even before we do a physical release, you can get it on You can get it at Amazon. You can also get it at BarnesandNoble.com. Both of those, you can pick it up. So we're going to get it started today about getting ready for the holidays. Quick question, are you ready? You'd ask me, according to maybe the decorations in my house, you'd say, no. Regina, you're going to have to pick it up a step or two. It is because I don't know. I guess I just got a slow start this year. I'm feeling the Christmas spirit, all about family, and definitely about the gifts. We drew last week to see who's giving who a gift. And so, yes, I am excited about that part of it. But maybe you've not gotten started because you are in the humbug. I mean, you're looking at your finances and you're looking at your situation and you're saying, I just wish next Monday, not this coming Monday, but the following Monday would hurry up and get here and pass. I cannot participate in another holiday. And it may be because holiday season just is not a good season for you. Yesterday when I was speaking to someone about helping my youngest son to schedule for Christmas, I don't know if it's the management or just someone that worked with him, we're getting the information so that we could try to make maybe a day or two trip together as a family. And I was asking for Christmas Eve and Christmas. And so they proceeded to tell me they asked me, what dates are those? I'm like, are you serious? Everybody knows that Christmas is on, is on December the 25th. And, of course, Christmas Eve is on the 24th. And so they proceeded to tell me, I don't celebrate holidays. And honestly, my first thought was possibly for religious purposes, they don't celebrate Christmas, but they didn't say Christmas. They said holidays. So I was talking to my husband and I said, do you believe what they said? They don't celebrate holidays. And he told me, he said, quite honestly, if it was not about Christ, because we're Christians and we celebrate, even though we know that chronologically the 25th probably is not his birthday, but we celebrate his birth anyway on that day. And he said, and my family just coming together, I probably wouldn't either. It would just be another day in the week. And so that kind of threw me back too, because as far as I could think, Christmas is just a time that I couldn't forget it even if I wanted to. But as we proceed, especially here in Texas, we've had a lot of things, good and bad, that's happened. I'm outside again, like I said, the Houston area, Houston, Galveston, near Louisiana. We were hit pretty hard a few months back, the Hurricane Harvey, and there have been a lot of victims that, well, actually lost their homes. Actually, I heard someone saying today, instead of even dealing with it, they are selling those flood homes just to start again. But there are some that are not. So let me respond, because I'm so anxious to get into the meat of this. There are some that have just kind of trying to forget this year, trying to hurry up and get to first and the first of the year. January 1st for some, for others, the first of the year started back in August, September, if you follow the Hebraic calendar. But just want to get past it, because it reminds you of so much that has happened. But then on the upswing, if we're looking at the hurricane here in the Houston, Texas area, where you've had family that have gone through some really rough times, flooding took lives, flooding lost, wiped out just many things. We won the World Series, something that had not happened in our area before. And so while we were crying on one side, we're celebrating on the other. So let me ask you the question, are you ready for Christmas? Are you ready for the holidays? Let me recap just a second. I was sharing that my son's boss, I didn't fill this in, or whomever it was, said, I don't celebrate not just Christmas, he said holidays. And some people, they can't celebrate holidays, because holidays represents family. And maybe your family is not the best family situation. Maybe your finances, the things that would, I guess, produce in your mind a great holiday. Maybe it's just not in place. Over this past year, one of the most valued things that I find valuable, which makes me excited about holidays, whether my tree is up or the lights are out, and I am a firm believer in having a beautiful tree and having lights on the lawn, and I have done nothing. But in my heart, I'm already celebrating Christmas. I'm loving the holidays more and more. And I don't think it has anything to do with me getting older, but I'm learning how to love and value the true meaning of the holidays. For Thanksgiving, it was a little bumpy. Thanksgiving for me and my family, it was a little confrontational. But what it was it was the last little pieces of what was on my Christmas list for God to be able to mend relationships, to make us one, to bring us to a place of love again, to restore relationships that have been broken. I watched God pull those things together. And so at the end of it, and starting even in the weeks afterwards, I've watched God restore love and trust in the family bond. I'm watching him restore that. In relationships, I watch my children move about my life, and I realize that I love them more and more every day. My relationship with my husband is getting better. I'm pressing towards living a better life all around. I'm becoming whole. So at the end of Thanksgiving, I see a place of gratitude where I know that God did not forget about me. And that the things that meant the most to my heart, it didn't have anything to do with it. I must admit, this was a pitiful. When I tell you, as far as the food is concerned, it was a pitiful Thanksgiving for the Johnson crew. The turkey, it was all right. The ham was burned. Some people say they loved it because it was smoked. The macaroni and cheese, oh my goodness. I'm still a little hangry about that. the stuffing my mother gave us, light instructions, and it still came up, you know, not quite like what we had hoped. The desserts were good. The time with family, it was good, but we also had some fears that kind of came in. My mom was, she passed out actually the day after Thanksgiving, and we actually thought we had lost her. So all those things compiled together made me ask the question, really, what was Thanksgiving about this year, and what will Christmas be about this year? My husband and I, we were reflecting over our lives, those that were in our families that have gone on to a better place, and how we long for them and we miss them. My father's no longer with us. My husband's mother and our father's with him. I've lost, you know, a sibling from many years ago. But what I'm grateful for is what God has given me now. It used to take for me to be thankful and to prepare for holidays. It was like I needed a lot of people around me. And really, I learned that the crowd was really to sound out or to drown out the places in me that were broken. But now I'm experiencing an intense love that I could not have gotten if I had not made it to this place. So Thanksgiving has been fulfilled. Now Christmas, we talk about thankfulness, and I'm going to come back in. It is so much bigger than the tree, and so much bigger than the packages that are under the tree. Again, we're going to get presents. We do a gift exchange in our family. We've already drawn the names, and we're going to do it. But what if we couldn't do presents? Then we think about family time. But most importantly, we think about God time. I am so grateful. And I know right now I'll probably lose some people that's listening to me, but I sure hope that you just hang around and hear me. Christmas is so much bigger. It is about a level of love that many people can't comprehend. It is about someone who endured most of what we will endure and a lot of things that we will never endure, and still did it not for themselves, but did it for us, so that we could enjoy beyond just the tinkering of the bells, the lights on the trees, the beautiful wrappings on the packages, so that we'd be able to have relationships that were made and created out of love, so that we could draw close, so that we could appreciate what we've been given, life here, but a gift that would bring us life eternal. It's a time, a season of reflection, a time, a season of thanksgiving, a time, a season of celebration. The greatest gift that you could get or receive in this upcoming Christmas, New Year's holiday is a gift of love. We're going to take just a quick break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Regina Johnson, your host of Refresh.
For love, for you, you, I can't get enough of you, you. Feel that love, can you feel that love? Feel that love, it's unconditional. Fill it up, no one fill it up. Fill it up, something spiritual. You know there's something in the water. Something in the water, just a something in the water. You got that flame getting out of. Flame getting out of, good for flame getting out of. Something in the water.
So Good 101.1 is proud to have talk radio on their platform, like Pastor Regina Johnson, Refresh Radio, James Deshay, Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, Daquan King, Revive Radio, Warren Sally with Man Cave Radio, Sky Wonders with Unmuted, Your Voice Matters, Wake Up Call Radio with Pastors Warren and Annie Sally, Peace Within Radio with Henry Washington, The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. Dig Radio with Pastor Annetta Watson. Crazy Sports Mom with Doretha Anderson. Been There, Done That with Cindy Smith. Pave Your Way to Success with Rudy and Michelle Govan. Spiritually Reincarnated with Gilbert Sines. In Times Like These with Benita Coney. Sports Talk Atlanta with Matt D. and Travis McGee. Sports Talk Carolina with Andre White and Nick Emerson. Sports Talk Money Podcast with Elliot Johnson. Power 803 with Reverend John Robinson. Totally Healed Radio with Angel Anderson. Bless This House Gospel House with Bishop Timothy Henderson. And It's a Way Out and a Way to Stay Out with Marlon Reed. I'm talking about absolutely the best talk show host in the country right here. I never had it so good. 101.1, the world's radio station.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Refresh. This is Regina Johnson, your host. And I want to welcome each and every one of you to NHISG. Quick shout out again. My girl, Frances Cooper. Hey, look, we're talking about, are you ready for the holidays? Are you ready for Christmas? Refocusing on what the true meaning of Christmas was about. Before we went to break, I was saying that I hope that this season births out something different, that it is a time to where we accept and give the love that is deserving of us coexisting here on the earth. Starting first with our families. You say, well, you're asking a whole lot of me, Regina. You don't understand what my Christmas, my family has been through our life. Like I shared before the break, here in Texas, we kind of really got it hard this year. Harvey did some stuff. People have still not recovered. And so for holidays, it's going to be fixed on the stuff, the house, the cars, the gifts, the tree. Then a lot of people won't have a great Christmas. But if you really focus on what it really is about, and it is actually about a gift that was given to all mankind. Now, whether you believe in Christianity or not, that's okay. And I'm not here to try to shove that down your throat. But I am here to tell you my truth. And the truth, according to the word of God, is that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You say, well, that sounds like an Easter sermon, woman of God. But no, I'm not trying to come to you from that perspective. I'm coming to you from the perspective of that a child was born. This man that died on the cross, he was born for this time, for this world, for us to be able to go within ourselves and find what we really were created to do, which is to love and to support and to lead others to life that have lost their way. I love Christmas. I love Thanksgiving. And physically, again, like I said, if you came to my house, the only thing I have up right now is a wreath on the door, which is so not me. Normally, I have a 14-foot tree or Christmas tree that's filled with poinsettias, both white and burgundy, with the lights coming down the stair rail and on the banister, you know, and I have the Christmas stockings, and they are not hung on the fireplace. So if you came by my house right now, I'm not one of the houses you drive slow by looking at all the lights. As a matter of fact, you fly by my house trying to get to my neighbor and the one up the street because it looks like I'm not ready, but I'm ready. I'm ready in my heart. I'm ready to enter into a place where I heard a word today that was given to forgive, let go, accept what has been given to me, accept the love that I didn't purchase for myself, to accept relationships that have come free to me. And all they were asking was for love and to be loved. I'm excited about the opportunity to be able to grow in unity with my family. I'm excited to go into another year. You say, well, you know, it's easy for you. Again, you don't know what we've gone through. When I was about 5 years old, if you've been listening to me for any time, you might have even heard this story. When I was 5 years old, we were in a really bad car accident on Christmas Eve, where my sister that's between me and my sister that's living now, Cherie, she was killed, suffered a head injury, was just a baby, and she died on Christmas morning. Starting Christmas morning of that year, when I was 5, until I was about 30, I mourned her death. And I was never, ever, when Christmas would come around, it always kind of felt a little different. It's like our family, we gathered, but we gathered together, and there was always this laughter, but sadness mixed in. So if you've ever gone through, or you were a person that your Christmases weren't very good, when you enter into the season, instead of accepting it for what it is right now, you have a tendency to kind of go back to the times of maybe when you didn't have, or the times when it was very hard and difficult. See, I could choose to stay in that place of where I'm mourning still. I could choose to stay in a place to where I'm reflecting over the times when it was difficult, or that season when I woke up Christmas morning to find out that my sister had died, instead of embracing everything that's happening now. So with no tree and no presents and no lights, I can honestly say that I'm sitting and entering into like this great season because I have the best gift of all. I have love. Now, I know that sounds a little, you know, hokey maybe to some people. But when you have watched people go through times where they didn't even know if they were loved, or if you've gone through things to where it was difficult, It was so difficult that they feel like they still have nothing to rejoice. They had limited means when they were a kid, and now they're adult, and they're in the same place with limited means, and they're watching their children, you know, struggle. It's hard. But when you accept, I mean, like, really the basics of it is that I accept my relationship with Christ, which brings me to another level of love. And then I accept all the gifts that come with it. Right now, there are people that have been going through this year, have been going through in their lives, and they just try to close their eyes and bypass the holidays. If I wanted to look at some seasons, man, I mean, I have plenty. We're talking about we spend thousands of dollars on the holiday. And then there are others where, you know, we've just had minimal. Oh, you know what? Hang on a second. We just had someone to come into. I know you hear him coming in. That's my oldest son coming into the studio right now. Hey, Mark, how's it going?
How's it going?
Man, it's so good to have you come in today. I wasn't expecting you to come into the studio here with me. But, man, I'm glad you snuck in here with me. You know, Merry Christmas to you. All you didn't bring in tonight was the bells and everything, but I heard you creeping in on me. So, Merry Christmas to everyone. Hey, this is my oldest son, Marcus. What a blessing to his father in my life. Mark, I was just sharing, you know, tonight on the show that Christmas to many people, you know, go ahead and blow. You got to blow. Many people to Christmas, you know, it's they're stressed out about the gifts. They're stressed about the job. They're stressed about the lights, the tree. And I was telling them that really my year, it has nothing to do. My Christmas has nothing to do with the tree, the lights, and not because I hadn't put them up. But, right, I hear you laughing. It's real, right? I'm going to tell you what, and I'm thinking, can I just throw this sidebar in here right quick? Because I know you're just kind of blowing through tonight, but I thank you for coming in and checking on me and, you know, joining the show. It's nothing like having family come in and participate. But I was telling them, sidebar, my dog, I had my son to swing through and lay out the Christmas lights, and my dog chewed up. Did you see that? You heard me say that? The dog chewed up the lights. I'm thinking it's not going to be a good Christmas when it comes down that light. But Christmas is bigger. It's bigger than the lights. So as you've grown older, you're not the little boy anymore. You're like a grown certified man, 30 years old. So what is it? What's Christmas really? What does it mean to you? What does it mean to you?
No, I absolutely agree with what you're saying. It's not about the material things or the lights, which...
such a soft voice. Just kind of speak up a little bit. I want to hear you.
It kind of enhances and makes a great season and a holiday, but it's definitely not that. And would never focus on and make that a focal point of having a quote unquote happy or a Merry Christmas or something that you would focus on.
So, what is Christmas to you? What has it meant? Like when you look at Christmas now, what is your focus about? Sorry. What were you saying? He was trying to get it out so fast. What was it about? What's your Christmas about? What does it mean to you?
Oh, it's a time for family. It's time to reflect, of course, family time, of course, with Christ has done for us. So just being together, I guess, in that season. It's definitely not about the lights or time to stress because you can't provide anything or any means.
So in your heart, it's about love too? Family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, look, I love you. I'm glad you swung through. I'll catch you later, all right?
Catch you later.
All right, then. Okay, so anyway, right back at it. Like I was saying earlier, you know, I can reflect. Many of you have gone through so much. You know, hey, guy, on your way out, you know, be sure to tell everybody Merry Christmas. I'll catch, you know, on your way out. Bye. Talk to you later. You going? Okay, great. Tell the people that you know that have made it so much bigger about the things that they don't have. As I was saying earlier, you know, before I've had Christmases where we had thousands of dollars to, you know, buy presents and gifts. And I can take you to my garage where I can see broken bikes and things that my children have had that have just lasted for just a couple of months, and or maybe not even a month, maybe didn't even make it past Christmas Day before it was broken. And so really, it cannot be about that. Get your mind off of your past. Get your mind off of the struggles. Get your mind off of what you have or do not have, and enter into a season that was created just for you. You say, well, you know what? Again, I'm not a Christian. I want to tell you the benefits of being one in this season. The benefits of being one in this season where others will spend most of their time intoxicated, most of their time running, most of their time spending up all of their paycheck trying to make someone happy by having the most excellent, you know, most expensive gift. I thought that when I was buying all these expensive gifts for my kids and buying expensive gifts from people that I love, I thought that was establishing love in my life. But as walking this thing out with Christ, what I realized that I want the most is I want to genuinely be loved. And that is the best gift that I could possibly give. Somebody said, I can hear you right now. I wish I would get a box under the tree with nothing but the word love in it. Let me tell you, if the heart is attached to it, it will be worth more than you could ever get in a monetary gift. See, I'm learning how to walk this relationship out with Christ in a greater way. And some of you that know me, you know already that, you know, my day job is that I'm actually the senior pastor of a church. And so I guess maybe you say, well, your life is experienced in love. But being in ministry a lot of times can be one of the most difficult places to be, because when you're trying to give love, there's so many people that's trying to give love back. And when I mean give it back, not like show you love in return, but push it back away because they never experienced true love. So they don't even know how to receive it. Serving Christ has taught me that, you know what, there's one. If you're a believer or you don't even know it, it says that he was born into the earth to take away the sins, the cares, the struggles of mankind. Not saying that we won't ever go through anything, because the word, it reassures us that the days of a good man are filled with struggle and trouble, but that the Lord, he will deliver us from them all. What it means when we look at Christianity and Christmas, it means that I'm never in this thing alone. I'm never by myself. If no one loves me, no one has my back, there is one that was born into the earth as the most excellent gift that is standing there with me at all times. That's loving on me, even at my worst state in life. And I don't have to lavish him with expensive gifts. I can give him the thing that's the most valuable to him, which is I can give him my heart and my soul. When you talk about soul, you say, well, that's quite expensive. And I think it is expensive, but many people don't even understand what you mean when you say he wants to be the soul. He wants my soul. What he's asking for is he's asking for my place of reasoning, my intellect, the decision-making part of me. Not so that I can be some drone or I can be some puppet on a string. No, the place where I choose. See, you want a relationship of love, even with like your husband, your children, where they form these decisions of love, not based on the gifts that you give them, but because they just choose to love you. They couldn't imagine you not being in their lives. They couldn't imagine you not spending a moment with you. When you love and you fall in love and you have those around you that you've learned how to let off the hooks of unforgiveness and you choose to love, in this season, it will illuminate your house, your home, your life. I wish for each and every person that's listening that, you know, if you don't have any more than $5 and you want to exchange it, okay, that's great. But I remember a time when I was going through something very difficult, and a girl invited me to go to a soup kitchen. And I was so naive because I had no clue what a soup kitchen was. I actually thought it was the name of a restaurant. And I went, people, even though I was in probably one of the roughest seasons of my life. See, we chose to go because that year there was no tree. There were no gifts. And I was living out of state, away from my family, hiding the fact that I was in the midst of a struggle. But when I got there, when I got to that place, I realized that all I had to give was love. And when I gave it, people received it. and what I thought was bad. There was always, there is always someone that has a struggle far greater than yours. I'm getting ready to go to break, but I want you to just reflect that, hey, just hang in here with me just for a minute, because I want to talk about really letting go of the season and enjoy having a Merry Christmas. We'll be back in a second. You've been listening to Refresh. This is Regina Johnson, your host.
Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Renetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107, every Sunday on Never Had It So Good 101.1.
It's the sweetest name.
Get up. me a leader. It's wrote on the wall, all you need to is read it. Can't be a lame duck and it's over with the eagle. So I'm crossing the line. Tell them all dogs that I lost too much time. Ain't staying in this place cause I got it when I race. And I'm running for a crown. Can't crack it down, nah.
Hey, I want to welcome you back to Refresh. It's Regina Johnson, your host. We are discussing, are you ready for Christmas? Is there snow on the ground in the state where you are? The tree up, are there packages underneath it? Are the lights on the lawn? If not, you're not the only one. If you're among those that have just had probably one of the roughest years, gone through some things, you're saying, you know what? No, it does not look like, and it's not starting to look like Christmas. I want to change your focus. Tonight on Refresh, to let you know it's not about the, it honestly is not about the packages. It's not about the lights. I was sharing before the break how for many years that Christmas, kind of had like this little sadness that went along with it. And we gathered together it was like a mixture of joy and it was a mixture sadness. It was a little bit of both. You're fine. It was a little bit of both. But now I'm learning how to accept it for what it really is. And it's a time of family and it's a time of coming together and laughter and joy and reflection over the good things. I was sharing that when I was younger, my sister died. For some of you, that might not have been the story. Maybe you lost a child or your mate lost your husband or your wife during the time of holidays. Or maybe Christmas was a time where the means were not there for your family. And so you come under a lot of pressure trying to buy all of these expensive gifts, trying to make up with your children for what you did not get. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't do well with our kids, but don't ever try to make up with your children because you are missing something in life. When we do that, we have a tendency to bypass the very things they need the most, which is us. So I don't know what your story is. I don't know. In the midst of the break, I was sharing with my producer that maybe we need to come up with some new traditions. Everything that I tried to do this year, it seems like the bottom is falling out of it. I laid out all of my lights. For the banister and the dog chewed up the area where the plug is. And like we have, I mean, like lots and lots and lots of lights. She chewed all the plugs. So I'm looking at Tasha and I'm going, maybe we need to come up with some new traditions. We tried to do Thanksgiving like how we did it before. Didn't work out that way. Maybe we need to come up with a new tradition. Or maybe we need to embrace the true meaning of the holiday, which is, it's about love. It's about love. What was the story, the thing that causes you not to be able to celebrate? Or one of the things that really, my husband, he said, you know what? Christmas just doesn't seem as fun now that I'm the adult. He said, maybe when we start having grandchildren, it'll be more fun. If it wasn't for Christ and if it wasn't for family right now, I wouldn't do holidays at all. Maybe we'll have more fun. You know, I know it'll be exciting when we have grandkids. Well, my goodness, if we wait until we have grandkids, I don't even have a child that is ready to get married. We're talking about grandkids. But only one that's in a real serious relationship for over a year. The other one just met someone. We have five children. My other one just not even a relationship. And the other ones are too young to even be talking about grandkids. If we decide to wait until tomorrow to enjoy this season, that tomorrow that you're looking for, it very well may not show up. Now, I'm not saying that our grandkids aren't going to come forward, but I'm saying that if I'm looking for a really good time to be able to celebrate the holidays as they should be, which is really about love, then I may not, I may miss an opportunity. There are many that are listening to this show right now, and I'm not prophesying over your life, but you know, there are people that we entered into 2017 with that are not there right now. Today, I heard a story of a lady whose sister, actually is a large sibling group, and one of the siblings passed away from stage 4 cancer. She was here in 2016 Christmas, but she's not here for this one. Take it and enjoy it. If you are one of those people that you've lost, like family members, maybe you're like, I was thinking about my aunt, her mother, her father, her sister, they've all gone on to be with the Lord. She has her son is alive. She has only one child. And she has us, you know, her nieces, and she has nephews. But that closeness of having the parents and the sister that's there with, that has been there, spent her life with, it was her older sister, spent all of her life with her thus far. She's gone. It would be hard if she just looked at that instead of embracing what's there with her. What is your Christmas going to be like? What's this holiday season? What is it going to be like? Is it going to be based on whether it's good or bad, based on what's in your wallet, how much room you have to charge on your card? Is it going to be based on who's still with you, who's gone, or are you just going to celebrate life? Grab hold to the season of love, this season of reflection. If we're Christians, can we just grab hold of the fact that Christ was born, that Herod, he killed off boys, I mean, from the ages of 2 all the way to newborns, trying to get rid of this very one that we celebrate the season, trying to make sure that he did not enter into the earth realm. But we serve a God that's so much bigger. Don't let me lose you on this point. Don't hang up. Hang in here with me. Because I know you're like, I am not on the air for church. But no, I'm not giving you church. I'm giving you reality. I'm giving you truth. You do not have to be depressed. You do not have to end up with a big old bill on your credit card at the end. You do not have to feel sad because you can't buy your kid the car or the bike or the new latest iPhone or whatever. That season will come. It always does. But what do we do in the in-between? When we make it about the stuff and not about the life and the love and the life giver, we minimize the moment. I was sharing with, I was talking, you know, when we go to break, you know, we're kind of reflecting over, you know, the show and the moment and just kind of talking about some things. And I was telling Tasha, who has been, she produced the show for me, past 2.5 years, and I'm so grateful for her. And she's not just that, but she's one of my God kids. And I was just sharing with her about how I remember, you know, being able to do all of these things. And as I was sharing with you, like, maybe we need to set new traditions. But I think the only tradition that we need to set is to really, really look at this time as a time of enjoying each other, those who have invested in your life, really learning how to open yourselves up, be loving, how to receive love. As from a Christian perspective, I've tried to do it both ways. I've tried to do it, you know, where it was just about the stuff. I've tried to do it without God. I've tried to do it, you know, every way imaginable. I've tried to do it, you know, still, you know, big old smile on my face, but sad because my sister had died. It wasn't until a year ago that I decided that I wanted to live. Let me give clarity to that. I'm not saying it because I was in some suicidal place or I was depressed or any of those things, even though we all have those moments where our lives can be extreme highs, and then it can be the deepest of lows. And some of you might be going through those things, but I decided a year ago that I was going to live. And so what does that mean? That means that I was going to take every moment that I have been given, and try to make it my absolute best. That I was going to read my word more, and not just for the sermon, but I was going to read it not just so that I want to get in trouble or you know, I can't get in trouble. I serve a loving God. But you know how sometimes we paint church, you know, like God's going to get you. You don't do it all right. He's going to like poof you, strike you with the big old lightning bolt, you know, whatever. That's not the reason why. I decided that if I'm going to be given a life, if I'm going to wake up every day, that I want to wake up positioned to be able to impact others' lives better, to be able to love myself, love my family from a greater level of love and respect, that I want to be all that I could possibly be the best form of myself here. I want to do that. And so I think that going into this Christmas season, this is just the other part of it. Going into this Christmas season, I get the opportunity to be able to make some new commitments, to embrace some greater opportunities for love. My son was sharing with me, my oldest one was sharing with me yesterday, a phrase that I guess it must be a new gen, because I hadn't heard it before, and he said, bless up. I asked him, I said, what does bless up mean? And he says, when you get the opportunity to do good towards anyone. And I don't think he means like just positioned with a job or finances, but it means when you come across someone and you have the opportunity to speak well about them, to do a good deed towards them, then that's blessing up. In the scripture, it says to do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Now, I'm somewhat paraphrasing. It is like the spiritual laws of sowing and reaping. Do unto others what you would have them to do unto you. During this season, don't get the gift just because you're trying to outdo everyone in the house, but get it because you have the opportunity to bless up. Take time during this holiday to sit and have a conversation that maybe you haven't had with a loved one. Make some phone calls with people to people that you hadn't talked to in a while, and you don't even know why you've not talked to them. Go out and visit someone that's not able to get out and visit anyone else. One of our plans is we are trying to make a trip to San Antonio to go see a relative of ours who has been confined to a health care facility. She had some physical issues that she's been struggling with over the past 3 years, 3-4 years. And we're going to try to make that trip so that we can spend that time with her. And when we think about making that trip, it's so different because, like, you know, we won't be showing up at her house with a great big tree and all of the candy in the jars and, you know, everyone eating a big meal at the table. It won't be the same. But we have to decide, what will it be like from here on? No, we can't go back, and I'll never be 5 again, and I'll never ever be 20 again, you know, getting dressed to get ready to go hit the club. As a matter of fact, I don't even want that. But I'm here, and right now, I want to experience a very Merry Christmas. We have about 2 minutes left to the show, and I want to tell you, this can be the best Christmas ever, or it can just be in a list, a line of other Christmases that you dreaded to have. You don't have to, I want to tell you, celebrate Christ. He's the reason that you're here. I know you might not be into it, but you know what? It's real. It still doesn't matter. You can say, he's not real. And people, you know what? Whatever. He is. And he came, he lived, he died, and he rose so that you can have the best life ever. I probably won't be on the line. We won't do the show next week. Will probably not be a in the moment. It'll be probably a recorded show, and many of you probably won't be listening because you'll be prepping for Christmas. So right now, I want to wish you the best Christmas of your life. I tell you this from a place of love. I don't have to see you to tell you that I love you, and I wish the best for you. So shake off everything that causes you to dread December the 25th to roll around and enjoy. Enjoy life. I love you. You've been listening to Regina Johnson. Shout out to Princess. Merry Christmas, girl. And everybody at NHISG and all the listening audience, may your Christmas be blessed. Have a good one. Until next time.